Broadcasting from Florida Tech, this is WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. My name is Todd Kennedy with Soundwaves, and I have a very special guest in the studio. Zizi Ward is in the house today.
Hi.
Good afternoon. And we have on guitar Eric Wall. Yes. Now, the new album came out this fall, Till the Casket Drop. And can we say your life has kind of changed since then?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has. We've been touring a lot, so my life has changed in the sense that I'm no longer living in one place anymore.
Right.
In
you're
a van
on the road.
Or
in a big bus.
On a tour bus, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, from the beginning of, you know, when I started touring was right before we put the record out, and I started to get fans, and it was, I'll never forget it, just those first couple shows where I had people that knew the lyrics to my music was like, what's happening here?
Something's going
this
on.
This is kind of, this is interesting. And some of the first places that we played were New York and Chicago. And I just remember Chicago was like, you know, we were playing to a room where we weren't trying to win the room over. It was like we had already won them over walking in.
Wow.
And that was, I mean, I played music my whole life. So that was like, you know, really different. And then now it's like that everywhere. So
yeah.
And it's a lot more people, and some of my shows have turned into like sing-along shows where I could literally stop singing and everybody would sing all the lyrics, which is
well, there's something
really
about your
cool.
music. I mean, it's really heartfelt. It's very soulful, and it does connect with people, you know? I mean, it just kind of gets right to you, you know? And you,
thank you.
But, well, if somebody doesn't know your music, can you play us a song?
We'll play a song called 365 Days. Clothes out on the blacktop, scattered suits on the street, dreams and broken pictures in the mid-September heat. We say these nights on fire, so high we bend it down. Now all that's left of us is ashes on the ground. I told you back in June, you knew damn well what I would do. 365 days. Six-story shout-out, it's raining green. Don't tell lies in heaven or an angel will get mean. The diamonds in my gold watches, watch out, fast they will soar. You always said you wanted to give back to the poor. I told you back in June, you knew damn well what I would do. 365 days. Won't be the fool to your savant. I can't fix your cracked up dreams while the leaves fall off these trees. I won't spend the winter nights holding on to what ain't right. You might break your words real fast, but mine have made the last 365 days. You've been making me wait, so keep your two-time head games. It's a lot of days. You've been making me wait. over now.
Yeah, ZZ Ward live on the radio today. Well, I think you just won over a few more fans with that last song there. Good. That was great. We got ZZ Ward live in the house along with Eric Wall playing guitar for us today. Now, you grew up in Oregon, right?
I did.
Yeah?
Middle of nowhere.
So. But you started playing in your father's band? Your father had a band?
He had a local blues band that he started playing with when we moved from Pennsylvania to Oregon. Him and my mother got really into the blues, so they would always play Muddy Waters and Big Mama Thornton, Robert Johnson.
Some good stuff.
Yeah. I started singing in his band. I'd sing like one song when I was 12, and then eventually I ended up singing all the songs in the blues. But I mean, I really grew up admiring singers like, you know, females with really powerful voices, Etta James, and then Tina Turner. She did this blues album where she did all these standard blues songs, and it's an incredible record. I just a lot of the songs off of that record I ended up singing in the band because I heard her sing them, and just hearing a woman sing all those songs was like.
So what do you think attracted you to the blues, the sound of the blues?
You know, I mean, it's like if I ask you, you know, why is that your favorite food? You're probably going to explain why it tastes so good to you, you know, which is all I can do with blues. I mean, I love, you know, how authentic the blues are, how sincere the singers that I grew up listening to are. I think that there is, there's no line between what the vocalists are singing about and how they sound. It's not like it's, you know, it's just so authentic.
It does come from the heart, you know, and that's kind of like what your music is. It's, you can hear it's coming from the heart. That's part of your soul, you know, that's coming through in your songs.
Thank you.
But you also love hip hop too.
I do. I love hip hop. My brother would listen to hip hop a lot, so I would. I wasn't allowed to listen to the music he'd listen to because of the bad words. Which is funny because if you think about the blues music I was listening to, it was probably worse.
Well, I guess the blues songs are subtle, right?
Yes, yeah. Not so direct. So I listened to his Nas and his Jay-Z, Outkast, Biggie. I loved hip hop because I love the beats of hip hop. I love the rhythms of hip hop. My music wouldn't be complete for me if it wasn't for that. You know, I always think that whatever you get into your car and you listen to, you should be making that kind of music. Like if you're making some other kind of music and every time you get in your car, you put on hip hop. I mean, then why aren't you, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I always loved. I always loved the, you know, the intensity of hip hop and the stories of hip hop. So.
Can you play another song from the new album?
Yes. We're going to play a song called Last Love Song.
Got ZZ Ward live on the radio.
We were never the marrying type. Oh, no, we won't buy dishes or stained glass lights. For a table we'll never sit at. In the house that we won't ever get. I won't wake up and pick out your tie. Oh no, you won't come home to kiss me at night. We won't lie in this king bed for two. Say goodbye to us saying our dues. No more white picket fences. No more lace fills or vows. No more, you're the only one good. That's all done with now. This is the last love song I'll ever write for you. This is the last love song I'll ever write for you. Take these roses and this Jameson. Oh no, find a subway that I can sit in. Buy one way out of the city. Everything that I need, got it with me. No more white picket fences. No more lace fills or vows. No more, you're the only one. 'Cause that's all done with now. This is life.
you. This is the last love song I'll ever write for you. All these notes and all these words are all that's left in me. Then these pages count my woes. One last song to set me free. No more white picket fences. No more lace fails over. No more you're the only one. 'Cause that's all done.
ZZ Ward live on WFIT 89.5 FM. That is a beautiful. That is a heartfelt song.
Thank you. Yeah.
And that's on the new album.
Mm-hmm.
Till the Casket Drops. It's out now. And you got a show tonight at the Social in downtown Orlando. There's a term that I hear you use called "dirty shine."
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was a "dirty shine" song right there.
Yeah.
So can you describe what that is? What that means?
Well, you know, "dirty shine" for me is like, I came from Oregon. I moved to L.A. I felt very out of place. And I didn't know what kind of music I should be making. So it took me a little bit of time to kind of embrace who I was and my sound, which was, you know, hip-hop and this kind of back porch blues style. So I don't know exactly what day I thought of it, but "Dirty Shine" came about, and it just means embracing your authentic self. And for me, I feel like I did that until the casket drops. And I kind of have continued to say that to kind of try to inspire people to just kind of, you know, everybody's different. And I have a lot of fans that are different ages and, you know, men and women. And, you know, so I think "Dirty Shine" can kind of relate to everybody.
Kind of sums it up in just those two words,
mm-hmm.
that are who you are. Now, since your album came out, I mean, you have really skyrocketed there. You've been on the Tonight Show. You have been on. You played South by Southwest Music Festival, and
yes.
all the other late night talk shows there. And you got Jimmy Kimmel coming up. And so you, what is that like? All of a sudden, you've gone from, like, you know, Eugene, Oregon, to, you know, the Tonight Show. Does it seem like surreal?
It is. It is very surreal. I would say, like, you know, That initial performance on the Tonight Show was very surreal. You know, Jamie Lee Curtis was on that night, and I mean, obviously Jay Leno. So it was just like, I couldn't even, you know, like, you watch these things on TV all the time,
right?
And then when you're actually there, it's a different feeling, but it's still like, you know, Jay comes in and says hi, and I'm just like, what's up? Like, it's just so, you know, it's crazy. So, but I think that, you know, if you work hard, you can, you know, you can make things happen.
Right, so. Right. Now, you've also released a song for National Record Store Day, which is actually very true in my heart. Being a former owner of a record store, and I really appreciate any artists that contribute to the cause. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there are certain things that I've come to really appreciate, especially after being on the road, and radio is one of them. I think that radio is amazing. It gets new music out to people that have, you know, that haven't heard of you, and a lot of the people that, you know, come to my shows have heard me on radio. And then, you know, another one is record stores, is where you're actually going in and you're buying the physical music, and you're looking at the album, and you're opening the album, and you have artwork in the album. It's like, that's what it used to be all about, you know, and it's kind of disappeared a little bit. So definitely we put out Grinning in Your Face, which is a cover that Eric Walls and I do.
That's a Sun House song?
It's a Sun House song. And yeah, it's exclusive to Record Store Day. And
Very cool.
Anything I could do to help contribute to that cause.
Cool. Oh, that's great. Well, can you leave us with one last song here?
We would love to. This is a song called Put the Gun Down. Gone now. Put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. Put the gun down, put the gun down. Well, I'm a step out of the whole damn house. Put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. Adeline, have mercy, you don't want to break my heart. Say what's mine, no.
Yeah, ZZ Ward live on WFIT 89.5 FM. Put the Gun Down. That's another track off the new album called Till the Casket Drops. It is out now. You're going to be appearing at the Social tonight in downtown Orlando. And I know you won some new fans today.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming in and taking the time to play for us here. This is listener-supported public radio for the Space Coast, WFIT Melbourne.